Welcome to Hello Dysfunction, episode 333. It's a good luck episode. Angel numbers.
I'm
Potifria.
Yep. We're both. I'm getting it together. We're together.
We're together. We're really warm.
We are really warm. Look at that fucking coat she got on, you guys. That's so pretty.
I had this made like 3 years ago and I forgot I had it. And then I was thinking, what kind of cute sweater or something can I wear today to close out the year? And I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to wear.
Mm-hmm.
It's made so from cute. A Mexican blanket. So here we are.
And I'm going as Clark Kent.
I love it.
Thank you.
I'm really sore in the best possible way.
Yeah, I saw you went back.
I went back yesterday and I love being sore because I know something's happening, but I'm sore everywhere. So I didn't go today, but I was happy to be back.
Yeah, don't overdo it.
Yeah. And I was hella scared that I was going to be like weaker since it had been so long. I was thinking I couldn't like move around as much weight, but I could. I tapped out on a couple of the machines like at my very last set, but I did really good. So I'm happy and I'm happy that good. I feel it today. And yeah, happy to be back. So I'm gonna start the new year out strong.
Do you be doing full body every day when you go?
Yeah.
You don't break it.
Mm-mm. Yeah, no, like some people do legs and shit and like, you know, separate it. I do it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So happy to be back doing that.
Good.
I've been a madman cleaning. I started cleaning yesterday. I got a big, one of those big like Rubbermaid bins. I had a system in mind of what I'm going to do. Cause I don't know if you remember when you were at my house the other day, but like my kitchen table was completely piled with shit.
Yeah.
Like completely fucking like piles upon piles.
Reminds me of Donna's growing up.
Oh my God.
It was never, you never could see the
table. I can't handle that. So I put everything in the bin and then I drug the bin over to my couch and I just sorted through it. And
just
put, you know, and I'm going to use that bin to tackle like four different areas that are cluttered. And I want to start the new year with the clutter out. Like I can't, it drives me insane.
So, you know, I hate those wolves that live outside. God damn.
I do too.
Fuckers. I grabbed some new sweats because the sweats I had bought, I washed them once and they shrunk. I can't, they look like fucking Barbie sweats now.
Mm-hmm.
So I've grabbed new sweats and my plan was to throw the other ones out or donate them, not throw
them
out,
get rid of them.
But it's funny you said you took everything off and threw it in the bin because the way in my brain that's going to work best for me, I already decided how I'm about to do my clothes. I'm taking everything out of the closet. I only have like three things in there anyways. Whatever's in my drawers, my four hampers, my three hampers, mm-hmm. and I'm putting it all on the bed. And I'm just going to go through it like that.
That's the Marie Kondo method.
Is it?
Like, yeah, we talked about that before. And it's the best way to do it.
All in one spot.
When I did my dressers before I moved and my closet and shit, I took everything out of every single drawer and just made a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And then it forces you, you know? And yeah, that's the Marie Kondo method and it really works the best.
You know, last time I tried to do it, I didn't take the shit out of my closet or my drawers. I just did my hampers.
Yeah.
And I pushed that shit to the side and I fucking slept on the bed like a psychotic maniac.
You can't.
Maniac.
I think I remember when that happened. You can't. You have to tackle it.
That's why I'm going to do everything because if I pull everything out, there's no pushing it. It's going to fill the fucking bed, you know?
And Mark ain't having it.
Uh-uh. And I want to. And I was looking at the shit in our room and there's so much shit that could just be thrown away. I want to throw them fucking dressers out. Like,
do it.
There's a
lot
of stuff.
Now's the time. For the new year, now's the time to do it.
In these shelves, there's so much shit that just needs. I want to take a black garbage bag like Bill used to do. I used to find my hairbrushes in his black garbage bags.
Mm-hmm. You don't clean them up, you don't want them.
Hey, he used to say, if I find it out of place, it's going in this garbage bag. It wouldn't give a fuck if it was a $500 anything.
That's how it needs to be because I'm like you. I'm really bad about making piles, and those piles grow.
Those are neurodivergent piles.
My nightstand, it's like embarrassing. Like if I'm ever on live or if I take a photo or a video, I make sure that my nightstand don't show because it looks like a hoarder house. Yeah. Like it's just, it's books, it's toys, it's 10 medication bottles, it's fucking snacks, it's lip gloss for nighttime specifically. It's like, it's so much everything. Shit. It's fucking glasses, 3 pairs of glasses. It's so much shit. It's embarrassing.
The fucked up thing is, you could ask me right now where something is,
and I'll know where it is,
and I'll know which fucking hamster pile it's in.
And where in the pile it is. It makes sense in my brain, but it's very ugly.
Yes,
it's, and it's horrible. Very stressful. I don't sleep good at night when I know that shit is like that.
Yeah, I agree. It's starting stress. To suffocate me really bad. And
in my kitchen, I have a long counter, and the end of one of my counters is like an art area. Mm-hmm. It became an art area for me. I have paints over there. I have clay over there. I have like this cardboard that I put down to paint on top. But like, it's chaos, but that has grown out of control.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I so didn't that's notice. All going in the bin when I get home tonight. Yeah. I'm cleaning. I'm going to finish like the kitchen and the living room. The good thing is the kids' bedrooms are completely fucking clean. I'm talking about under the beds and everything, because I've been working on those like throughout the year. Completely clean.
You are Donna, bitch.
Yeah, they're
you immaculate. Are Donna.
Their closets, everything, perfect. Mine, aside from the piles, my drawers, perfect. Like but everything is perfect in the closet, perfect in the drawers. It's just the piles that grow.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if it's like this fucking with, you know, autism, but I know with ADHD, sometimes it's so like, if I go to your house and
you can clean my house,
I can clean your house, but not I could do all your dishes. But
yeah, I do your dishes happily.
Yeah.
I mean, I like doing dishes anyway. I do my own too. I don't mind it at all. Like I went in there one day and I was doing the dishes and Mark was like, don't fucking do that. And I was like, no, trust me. Like, I'll knock this shit out in 4 minutes.
And
like,
I hate
and
it.
And they fight, the girls fight over it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, for me, that's such an easy task. I would rather do that than clean off my nightstand.
And I'd rather go scrub your toilets and do my dishes.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's
fucking weird how that is. That's why I always was offering to do your closets and shit. Cause I'm like, it's like the same thing with people's food tasting better than yours. Like if you make a sandwich and I make a sandwich.
Yes.
We could use the same thing.
Exact same way.
But yours will taste better. I don't know why it's like that.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's so weird. Well, good. We're getting hamster piles taken care of.
Yeah, because I cannot. Clothes. I can't start the new year with clutter. I can't because I feel like it just carries over and it sets precedence for how the year is going to be. And I can't do it.
Agree.
Dana wrote me and she was like, I don't have the energy to go through every fucking episode to find it, but she wanted to revisit New Year's traditions that we talked about.
Oh, we did it. It's an episode with Debbie.
Oh, really?
It's like one of the, it's like, it might be our first New Year's
episode. Maybe. Okay. Well, that's good that you know, but anyway, we could revisit it just because tomorrow is New Year's. So I pulled some up. I think she was a little confused because she thought they were my traditions, which they're not.
She has on yellow underwear right now.
Yeah, no, I was just talking about unique ones and ones from like around the world.
Yeah, we did around the world.
Yeah, my only New Year's tradition is to try to have shit clean, like to try to clean shit and get rid of shit and purge before the new year. So hopefully I'll be able to complete that like by tomorrow. That's my goal.
The only, I don't even call it a tradition, but the only is just, it's the New Year's always brought in like with family. I don't ever go out. It's always been family.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can remember one year just sitting on the couch. It was just me, Nona, and Grandpa. Just us three. But yeah.
That's cozy.
Yeah.
A few years I had gone out with, like, one time we got dressed up. I wore like this sequin fucking halter outfit she had. It was like 2018, I think. And we went to a club and I remember, I think she gave me a piggyback ride back to the car because my feet hurt from heels, or it might've been vice versa. I know we were hella drunk and we ended up getting in a cab, and it was like a chaotic New Year's. The one before that, which I think was 2017, we went to go see a trick of mine and did a double, and it was like this nice like building in San Francisco. We went up on the roof and we could see all these other people partying in their buildings. That's and fun. Shit on their rooftop. It was really nice. The guy was like a younger tech bro. He was cool. It was going nice. We had been drinking. What did she do? At some point, I don't know, but it was fine. Everything was going smooth. I know me and her were drinking before we got there. And I'm commanding him, telling him what to do, right? And for some reason, he didn't like, he went to finish and didn't protect it or aim the other way or like,
bitch.
And it got on me.
Did you beat his ass?
And shit went left. I'm just going to say shit went left immediately. Oh, immediately. I know it did. And I'm like, you can't be that dumb. Like, you can't. So I immediately took it as disrespect. And the way to fix that with me is with money. So it turned into a
situation. Robbery.
It turned into a situation where either you're going to give it to me, what I'm telling you to give me.
Right.
Because it's your bad. This is how you fix your bad with me. So.
Because I guarantee you he's not new to seeing a dom.
And he's not new to having an ejaculation. I don't give a fuck who you're seeing. You don't.
It's been your wiener. You
don't do that without permission from anybody. I don't care if I was a fucking. I don't care what I was.
If we were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah, I don't care what I was. You don't do that. And you know, it didn't get like on my face or anywhere that would have cost him his life. Right. But it did cost him a good amount of money, and it went left really fucking quick. And it was just because you know he thought.
Was he mad?
He was mad when he had to pay me. Yeah, of course. Oh, wow. But I was like, this is how you're going to fix it. Yeah. I'm telling you now, or like it's going to escalate. So I didn't give him a choice in the matter. Of course, I don't think he ever saw me again. Maybe
you're like, happy new year, bitch.
Yeah, he was one of those where like he wasn't familiar with a dom anyway. It wasn't a super dom session. It wasn't a fetish session.
Got it.
And he didn't think it was a big deal. And,
oh, fuck you.
Know, he kind of like, I just had to make it clear who was in charge, I guess, in the end, because he thought he could kind of be like, no.
Fuck you, bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, wrong. Yeah, wrong.
You're going to find out really quick. So that was a very memorable New Year. Yeah. And that was it. We just like left there and I don't know if we saw anyone else.
Oh, yeah. I bet that night was fucking done after that.
Mm-hmm.
I went out one time. I think I was like 15, 16, probably 15.
Mm-hmm.
It was with fucking James Mack. We rode BART to the city and
for New Year's?
Jessica.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And we went to downtown and it was chaos.
Yeah.
It was fun though, but it was chaos. And girl, Nona gave us a ride in the van.
To the city or to BART?
To BART.
Oh my God.
All of us.
That's hella funny. Van. Looking like a probation van.
Yes. No, for real.
That's hella funny.
I think that's the only time though.
Yeah. Those were memorable New Year's for me, like in recent years, you know, otherwise.
That's hella funny.
It ain't really been much.
Did what you get or the pay make up for?
Yeah, of course. Okay. For sure. Like I said, it didn't land anywhere that I was like traumatized. Like if it would have got on my face or anywhere near my mouth or any, like I would have been on the news. But it was somewhere, it still pissed me off, but it was somewhere that wasn't that big of a deal. Like it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
But yeah, I left happy because, you know, I made him make up for it.
Girl, thank you for the mistake. Yeah,
thank
buddy.
You. I don't care if you ever see me again. Ever. Thank you. Yeah.
Asshole.
Good times.
Right.
So I'll go over some food ones. Grapes. Grapes are pretty known. That's like a Mexican thing, Spanish thing, Latin thing. You eat 12 grapes at midnight for good luck for each month.
I'm doing all these this year.
Ring-shaped food in the Philippines and the Netherlands, weirdly. Oh. Like donuts or there's like a fritter that they make in the Netherlands that's, you know, purposefully ring shaped for the new year. I don't know what Fritter the symbolism good. Or whatever is. Maybe we could call Mark in here.
Excuse me.
Why do you like ring foods in your homeland? That's one. Lentils, black-eyed peas.
Black-eyed peas is huge here.
Yeah, that's a very American thing to bring prosperity. Pork in the U.S. and Germany represents progress and wealth.
Ugh.
Greens, cabbage Yum. Or collard greens or just greens in general represent money. That's popular here.
I'm down with some black-eyed peas and greens.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
As far as cleansing and warding off evil, loud noises, this, I think, originated in Ireland and Japan, but I know a lot of people that do it here, banging pots and pans at midnight.
We used to do that as kids.
Yeah, I know a lot of families that do that. And it basically is to ring temple bells 108 times for Japan. That's what they do. Oh, wow. 108 times, I'm calling the cops.
That's a lot.
Excessive. Let's just do like 10 times, call it a night.
Even that.
But it's to banish spirits. That's where it originated, the loud cool. noises. Yeah, fireworks, fires in China and Scotland drive away the mythical beast Nyan or celebrate Hogmanay. I might not be saying that right, but smashing plates, breaking them. Denmark, break dishes. On friends' doors for good luck.
Don't you dare smash you break no dishes fucking dish on my fucking door
here. It's not going to end well.
It's never going
to
be good luck.
Your new year is going to be awful. It's going to be brought in terribly if you do in that jail. To my front door.
Hogtied.
Other unique traditions. Leaping from chairs in Denmark. A fun way to jump into the new year.
Oh, they like to tear. To they get destroy. Wild.
They have a lot of fun.
They play Don't Touch the Hot Lava for New Year's.
Watching TV in Germany, they like to watch comedies and shit just to bring in the new year with good energy on a good down. On a happy note. That seems cool. Watching comedies is like a staple, I guess. Wearing polka dots. I've always heard of that one.
How cute.
That's from the Philippines.
I love that.
So everyone here should have on
circular things again.
Yeah, they love balls. polka dots. Everyone here should wear polka dots tomorrow. Round shapes represent coins and prosperity. So that makes sense.
Very much.
Yeah. Also, that goes back to like the lentils. I've heard that like that represents coins. I don't know what culture, but so that's probably the roundness. Is that all I got? No. Colored underwear, hence yellow underwear we talked about. That's like a Latina thing. For wealth and red for love.
Oh,
so I'll have on black or yellow.
No, for one of each.
An empty suitcase, Colombia and Mexico. You walk with one for travel in the new year. Empty suitcase, drag it out. Jumping waves. I don't know if you're near an ocean. In Brazil, they leap over 7 waves for good luck. Like on the first or whatever. That's a way to bring in the year. And first footing in Scotland, the first person that crosses your threshold brings fortune. So whoever shows up on the first, the first person to show up and cross your doorway. I wonder who it's going to be.
Oh, God.
It's Will coming to get something. You bring fortune with you.
Right.
Yeah, so that's all I got. But those are interesting and fun.
Share some.
Yeah.
In the comments.
Let us know what your family does, what you grew up doing or saw your friends do, their families. I feel like there was something like under a table, but I can't remember what it was. That's an earthquake
thrill.
Might be me confused again. I don't know. But yeah, I'm excited to start a new year, set new goals. You have any goals?
No.
You, none?
None.
They don't have to be personal. They could be professional goals. They could be whatever.
I'll just always try and be better, you know? But specifically not like...
Your book.
Well, that. Yeah.
That would be a goal.
Yeah. I don't want to call it a goal, though, because then if I don't achieve it, it makes me...
I don't think you care.
Like shit. internally. I don't voice it, but yeah, I think that, you know, the stuff we talked about
with work, with the show, yeah,
that probably
lots of show goals that we've set. I want to continue the gym and build a lot of muscle.
Yeah, that is something.
I think that's attainable.
Yeah.
That is definitely a goal. Reading, like I said, one book a month. That's definitely a goal that I'm going to try my hardest to stick to this year.
Yeah.
I think last year did better than the year before. So that counts, you know?
Yeah.
Even though I was at like the halfway point for what my goal was. I think I almost made it to like 6 books for the year.
Yeah, I think this past year, I maybe read like 7 books.
Yeah.
7 or 8, something like that. Nothing like we used to at one time.
Yeah.
Shit, I can remember
that's a
reading
lot.
Like 7 in a month before. Yeah.
The app that I use, Goodreads, that's really good for like not holding yourself accountable, but keeping track. And like, it feels good when you can check it off as read.
Yeah.
Like, so it kind of gives you like motivation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That helped me a lot in the last year. Creating my lists of books that I want to read and then being able to check them off as I finished them.
Yeah. That's cool. A good idea.
Yeah.
Definitely a good idea.
What else? That's probably it. Just be better. I want to start working more this next year than I did, you know, 2025. I did work some, which is good, a lot more than I did the previous year. But like one is a regular that I consistently see. That's great. That I've been seeing for fucking almost 2 decades.
Wow.
And then one was another one. I talked about him before. He ended up moving to the city. I saw him once since he moved. He was a new client. And I think he ended up transitioning. So I don't know if that has to do with why he stopped seeing me. But like once he got out of this relationship and moved into a new place and was super excited and talking to me about his plans to transition, or her plans to transition, I don't know. I never heard from them. Huh. After that, yeah.
Maybe.
So really for this year, I think I just saw like 3 clients total, multiple times. But, you know, I definitely want to take on more in the next year.
Yeah.
Yeah. It does something for me.
A little other ego than, boost?
Yeah. Just like it's kind of therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
And it's a good energy release, and being handed money does something for you.
I was just
going to
say, yeah, the money too.
It does something for you for sure. And it helps your motivation.
It's instant gratification too. Exactly. It's not like delayed paycheck.
Yeah. Yeah. And being handed a full amount of money that's not being taxed, that's not being split, that's not being, you know what I mean? Like it definitely does something for you.
Yeah.
So I want more of that in the new year.
Yeah.
For sure. Now is the time, the best time, if you don't know, to thrift and to marketplace shop. Because everyone that got a bunch of shit for Christmas is now purging. It's purging season. So now is the best time. The amount of shit that I've seen on marketplace just since Christmas is insane. Yeah, it's insane. There's so much good shit.
And I have a few things I need to put up on there. Shit.
And I remembered like thrift stores. Like that's a thing. Like always go. January, best time to thrift. So that's something. Oh, barber school. Barber school is like another goal too. I didn't get discouraged. I might have got a little intimidated the other day. I went online for the school that I want to go to. The price was like $16,905, such an odd number.
Yeah.
That's how much it is for the complete course.
It's the one we talked about.
The one I said I want to go to. Yeah, the city that I told you. So I did find the price, and then I looked at the schedule, and it looked like for like the part-time course or whatever is what I would want to do. Obviously, I'm not going fucking 8 hours a day.
No, me either.
But it would be like evening, like 5 to 10 p.m., which I think is great. Perfect. But because I don't know, like, I know it talked about like makeup days and shit like that. So in order to have your goal set, your completion date, I want to know, it didn't say how many days per week you would need to go.
I think they do it by hours. I think it's a 1,000 hours, right?
Yeah, but because you have technically like 9 months, I think, to complete it at this school.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know what, I could probably do the math and figure it out, but I want to know how many days a week is that to finish on time.
When we're done, I'll do some math.
Yeah.
And we can figure it out.
Yeah, I'm curious about that. So that's something that I do want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, for sure.
I think I'll do it with you.
Yeah.
I miss going to school for shit that I like.
Yeah, something that's being you're interested that in, that learn. Would be different. Yeah. I've never done that.
Not fucking calculus or
yeah. You know. I've never like took any classes or anything by choice ever.
So when Will, when the girls were really tiny, Stevie was a baby, Will and I took child psychology classes at
CCC. That would be so fun.
And it was so fun.
Why'd you guys stop? You just did it for whatever?
Yeah, we just did a semester.
And that would be fun.
It was. And, you know, sitting next to each other in class, of course, fucking we make
that would be fucking ridiculous. But yeah, that would be so fun. My sister, like, she took a bunch of classes at Laney, and then she went to, like, a few other schools. Like, she's certified in a bunch of shit. I'm talking about Candy.
I bet.
In psychology. And I remember when I was young and she first started going, I went with her to some of her classes at Laney.
Oh, wow.
And it was, like, super interesting shit. And then just her talking about other classes that she took over the years for the same field, like, very interesting shit.
Yeah, it's different when you want to learn what's being
taught. When you're interested, you're going to listen and take it in more.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Agree. They make it so fucking expensive to go to school now.
Yeah. What's that about? And then with this whole like loan payment garnishing situation that we talked about.
That shit is like, sick.
Yeah, it is. Kind of to segue off of that. Stinkers is supposed to be starting a medical assistant program.
Hey.
January 10th, I think, is the orientation.
Really?
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. He's able to go in at like under a sponsor for that's already at Kaiser that is a relative of a friend of mine. And they're also going to do the program. So they mentioned it to him. And I was like, well, reach out to him and talk to him first. And they did. And he told them, yeah, he'll do it. And basically, you can choose between medical assistant, CNA, or x-ray tech. But the x-ray tech one takes the longest. Mm-hmm. The medical assistant one, it's like a super quick program.
Yeah.
And they help with job placement and shit. So last night, like after they talked to him, I talked to him and he said he wants to do it. So we signed him up and we'll see what happens.
And after doing it, he might want to be an RN or
who knows? Yeah, that would be really good. So I don't want to get too excited, but I'm really hopeful. Great. Yeah, I'm really hopeful that, you know, he'd be interested and like complete that program at least and then decide, you know.
Yep.
So at least you could start out doing some kind of work like that.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. It's funny. I was thinking about taking an accelerated LVN course.
That would be good. Is that what you do? Or do you do like CNA type stuff? What do you do? What are you?
I have no title.
Just caregiver?
Just from life experience, I would definitely at least be an LVN.
Okay. What's LVN?
Right, licensed vocational nurse. It's right under an RN.
Okay.
RN is
I never more knew what that stood for, LVN. I've heard it, but I never knew what it stood
for.
Yeah,
it's like right under an RN.
Yeah.
They do more schooling. But I was thinking of doing it that way when I do in-home care, because I don't want to work in a hospital.
Yeah.
I want...
I think the private, whoa, Sorry. I think the private client situation works for you well. My sister, Toya, she does like caregiving. I don't know what she is. She's some type of certified something.
Yeah.
But yeah, she does shit like you, like has private patients, mm-hmm. like, yeah, not in a facility.
Yeah, I could, if I did it. So if I did it, you know, I could work through a registry mm-hmm. in home, or I can stay private, but I could double
what charge. I get.
Yeah,
just for the being experience, yes. the experience yes. and everything. Yeah, yes. That would be really good.
And a lot of them, you need like a master's in something, anything to go take an accelerated course.
Mm.
Or you need to at least have completed your maths and sciences, you know, prereqs. Yeah. You know, I don't have none of that. But a family friend was like, I'll sponsor you. And at the place she went, there's a 2-week course and you can test out. And if you test well enough, you can just take the accelerated course, which is less wow. than a year.
Yeah. You should look into that.
I'm doing it.
That would be really good to just have under your belt.
Yeah.
Even if you didn't want to do it now or like dedicate so much to it now, just having it, like that would be great.
Definitely.
Yeah. You should do that.
The price is fucking. Ugh.
Even in a program like that?
Yeah. Because it's a private fucking school.
Yeah.
It's like
$25,000. Would you get financial aid?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I would apply. I'll go live in my car to get approved.
Yeah, something. There has to be a way. We would figure out a way. Yeah. You live at the fucking trailer from now on.
You too.
Mm-hmm.
With 12 kids.
Yeah. Got to figure it out. There's always a way.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I think that would be really good.
Yeah, I was looking into it.
I'm just at the age now and happy to say that I could explore different things like this, the barbering, whatever. Out of curiosity and desire to do it, not out of need or panic or fucking, you know what I mean? There's no urgency. I would do it because I want to.
Yep.
And that's really a privilege. And
very much.
I'm really happy to be able to just kind of choose what am I interested in that I would want to fucking do, you know?
Same.
Yeah.
And I like taking care of fucking people in their home.
Mm-hmm.
Why not do something to where I can fucking
benefit more from it? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. I was on Christmas Eve when I was with my aunts and them. I was talking to one of my aunts who's a listener.
Hi.
About, remember I did a workshop years ago and it was like a small event, but we had a good turnout and it was like to make like BDSM toys. Basically, it was like a paddle workshop. Mm-hmm. I want to do another one of those.
Yeah.
Over the years, a lot of people have asked me if I'll ever do another one. And I was like, yeah, one day, you know, but like, why not?
Right.
It's not hard to find a space. We've done that. So, you know, I feel like.
Do it.
Yeah. And why not do some?
I don't think you would be hurting for people who want to come.
Yeah. Right. So why not?
Come.
Yeah.
Definitely do it.
Yeah. So those are examples of things, you know.
For the new year.
Yeah, that I'm excited about.
Yeah.
That we're excited about.
Yeah, for sure. I'm so excited for Stinkers, man.
Me too. I was shocked that he even said yeah.
Same.
And then I know he's serious because he even talked to me about his girlfriend possibly doing it also. And I was like, if you guys did it together, that would be great because you can motivate each other, hold each other accountable. Together. Yeah. And what else was I going to say? Oh, no. My thought just left. Fuck.
I hate that shit.
Was it about him?
Study together.
Study together, her doing it, me knowing he was actually serious. It's gone forever. The thought I was just about to say.
Damn it.
If it comes back, I'll share. But no, I am happy and was very shocked that he wanted to do it.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be good for him.
Something else I was shocked about and very happy to share. you were right. The litter what? Box air was going into that bathroom when I would walk in there and making me insane, swearing to God there was pee.
I told you I was up in the middle of the night. Like, I know
with your
piss
nose
in
to
here.
The floor. Yes. And I can't it count how many times I held up the bath mat and pressed my face against it. And I was like, I know there's pee somewhere.
Poor Mochi.
Tweaking with the flashlight.
Your hazmat suit.
So it's confirmed because the new litter box I got with the dome last night during my cleaning frenzy, Bunny came and we swapped it out. We threw out the old one. We put the one with the dome on it and we moved it around the corner so it's not so close to that bathroom door. When I tell you I've walked in there 13 times sniffing hella hard, no smell of anything.
Isn't that crazy how it does all. That shit?
At all. Oh my God. I thought there was like piss up and down the walls.
On the fucking.
Yes. And I was like asking people, you smell
it,
right?
Do you want a cat?
Do you smell it? You smell it, right? No, I don't. I don't. I'm like, well, it's in here. It is. So whether you, maybe your nose is tripping, it's in here.
It no, will drive you crazy.
It was the breeze of me walking by, carrying that fucking air into the bathroom with me. Nope.
It was your walkthrough air.
Yeah. And it smells perfectly fresh in
that
there.
That fucking crazy.
Yeah. So I'm just
good.
Happy
I'm
that,
so glad.
That's solved. Thank God. Yeah.
So glad.
Happy about that. You were correct.
Good. I'm good.
I didn't
I'm
even
glad.
Consider that either, that I could be carrying that smell from the litter, you know, walking past it. But that's what it was.
3 a.m. I was tearing shit up in my room. Like, I know they pissed on something.
Yeah. And you don't want to leave it. I'm not going to leave it and figure it out later. I have to find it now.
Yep.
So how are we going to do it?
Yep. Nope.
Oh, my God.
The fucking
scrubbing.
Litter boxes. Yes. The air flowing just straight
from
into my room.
From walking past them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stupid.
I wanted to relocate the litter box to in one of the bathrooms, but it's such an odd shape and there's not really anywhere to put it. So we just brought it around the corner from where it was and it's fine there for now. And she used it.
Good girl.
So, yeah. So that's
good. Good girl. Mochi, you're not the bad girl.
I watched a video of a cat pissing and shitting on the toilet and so politely, so maturely today. And I was like, I need to have my cat watch this.
Do you know how they do it?
No. There's a system, apparently. There's a name for it. And
so there's, it's like, you know, toilet bowl shaped litter box. It's small, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's different sizes. And so for like a week, you use the biggest one. And then the next week, you move it down a little. The next week, you move it down a little. And it hooks under the toilet seat.
Yeah.
You know, the bowl. And you just small, make it until there's none.
And they still are already
and then
trained.
They just, and then they're trained to use the toilet.
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy?
Because I would so much rather scrub and spray my toilet and clean it every fucking day.
Than have cat litter.
Than scoop a litter box.
Same.
Than have litter tracked in my fucking hallway. To have, you know, to have to do that. To have to buy litter. To have to, any of that. It's so gross. It's such a gross fucking part of having a cat. Mm-hmm. I would so much rather scrub my toilet every single day and just have a cat that I share one with.
Can you imagine? Naya would die if I tried to do that in the front bathroom.
Oh, she wouldn't want to, huh?
Oh my God, are you kidding?
Really?
She don't even want no one else using the bathroom.
Oh.
You know, she got the
the
germ fucking OCD too, so that's fun. You can't even go in her room in outside clothes.
I wonder, can you train them in your bathroom?
I'm open to it.
That would be so. That would save you guys a lot of fucking
Stevie
money.
Mark wouldn't even know the difference.
On you, right? And just saving, like, getting rid of the boxes and saving you money on litter and just the hassle of having to fuck, because you have a lot of fucking cats.
And dude, we go through a lot of fucking litter.
Yes, that would be great.
And because we have so many cats, I have to buy the crystal litter because it
I almost
works
bought that
best.
Yesterday and I was like $25. No, I'm not. Not getting that. And then I ended up fucking borrowing the litter anyway. I should have just borrowed that one.
The difference is fucking crazy.
I heard. I think Drew was the one that told me.
Yeah,
it's great.
It is. Like, the smell is just.
Also, people in the live were telling me stainless steel litter boxes are the way to go because they're not porous.
That's what we have.
So, really?
I have an extra one, I told you.
No, I don't recall. I have a new one with a dome now.
It'll fit a dome.
Really?
Yeah.
It's round?
Your litter box is round?
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's the
oblong. Yeah, it's round. Oblong. Oh, no. Mine is round. It's like a little igloo.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
It's the exact same one that I had back when we had Kibby.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How cute.
And Kizzy. Yeah, I had those with both my cats, aww, my previous cats.
Oh, well, if you want a stainless steel, I have one more.
So does it really help?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they were saying. Much. And I said, duh, that makes sense. I didn't even know they existed.
Yep, so the crystal litter with the stainless steel.
Wow, who knew?
I would love a litter robot, but they're like $600.
Yeah. One of my cousins was telling me about the litter genie. Too. Do you know what a litter genie is?
Where you put it in and twist it.
Yeah, like a diaper genie. Mm-hmm. Because basically I was complaining and talking shit about now that plastic bags are banned in California. What the fuck are we going to do? What are we going to do?
I know it's better, but
yeah,
we use them for so much here.
And it's like, you'll sell me bags, but you just won't give them to me for free. So they're not banned completely. They're just banned for free. So fuck you. Because I could buy trash can liners and shit all damn day. You'll sell me some, but you won't give them to me for free.
But you won't give me the sharpened bags with handles.
Exactly. So, you know, capitalism and whatnot.
Yep.
But my cousin was saying, get a litter genie. I don't know if that's what it's called, but basically same thing. So it holds it until the bag is full. And then, you know, so you're not have to.
Yeah, the cousins who Naya's taking care of their pets right now.
Do they have that?
They have it. It's great.
Yeah. If you guys want to get me one, that would be great.
Happy New Year presents.
Happy New Year for Mochi. That would be wonderful. Mm. Yeah. So then I don't have to stress off bags.
Yeah. Because the bag thing, that's what we use for litter. And I'm like, fuck, what are we going to do?
Yep.
I have to get a
genie. And my garbage can liners. So now I have to start buying those. Yeah. That's bullshit. That's so fucking rude.
Yeah, it's supposed to be better for the environment, but how when we can pay for them?
Just make them out of recyclable plastic and give them to us.
Because let me tell you, bringing groceries in paper bags.
It don't work.
I've had the handle break on me 4 times already.
They break when I'm putting shit in the car. So I don't even get to my house before it breaks. Like, yeah, they're bullshit. And I can't use that for the litter box. That's going to be disgusting.
You know someone's going to write us and say, you bring reusable bags with you.
I have some. I do for the grocery store. I do have some.
Well, listen,
they're in my house. That's the problem. I got to put them back in my car. So that I understand. But so now send me a solution for my garbage cans, my garbage can liners.
Yeah.
In the bedrooms and both bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I buy a roll. Fuck you. No. Nope. Oh, I hate it here.
Hate it.
I really do. You want to know why else I hate it here?
Ooh.
I was in the gym yesterday.
Okay.
I was on this ab machine that's really my favorite. I'm looking up because that's the only one where I could face the TV screens that are in there. Yeah. And I see fucking Trump and Netanyahu on the screen.
They're hugging.
And I don't have no glasses. They're jerking each other off. And then I see the text at the bottom of the screen of what they're saying.
Who comes first?
Yeah. And so they're talking themselves through it. I don't have no glasses on, so I can't see what's being said. So I go and I look online. I see, first of all, applause, the audience applauding. That's never a good sign. And also, why are these dickheads together? Trump awarded $8.6 billion yesterday to build 50. No. The headline I saw said 50.
Don't you tell me they're doing anything in Gaza.
This is for Boeing. $8.6 billion contract awarded to Boeing to build 25, not 50, 25 fighter jets for Israel and bombs, missiles, advanced missiles.
They already have nuclear weapons that they lie about.
I can't. And you know, we're paying for it. So that's coming out of our taxes this next month.
But they're like, we cannot forgive your student loan debt.
We cannot give you health care.
Fuck these kids that have lunch debt.
No.
You bitches are still going to pay, you little fucks.
No SNAP. We don't want you to have that. If we're going to give it to you, fine. We'll fucking give it to you right now, but you're not going to get like sodas and shit in a minute.
Keep tearing down these tent cities because fuck our homeless.
Tear down the tent cities. We're not giving housing. We're not subsidizing any of the cost of housing. We're not giving you health care, dental, optical, none of that. Don't be crazy. We're not giving you none of that. Oh my God. But we're giving billions upon billions to Argentina and Israel. Israel has a faucet, a U.S. faucet. It just turns on whenever it wants to, and only billions come out of it. And I'm so fucking tired of it. That's what they were clapping for. Clapping and applauding in the audience because that's what these cocksuckers decided to do yesterday.
I'm fucking
$8.6 billion. It would cost less than that to, is it homelessness?
Bomb Israel.
That and that.
What the fuck? Why? I mean, we know why, but why are more people not furious about your money going there and people in your own country going without? Like, you don't you dare call yourself a fucking patriot.
Don't.
A lover of America. This is the most
un-American, unpatriotic fucking president.
Oh my God.
Ending homelessness in the U.S. would cost between 10 and 30 billion annually. But you know, they don't want to do that. That was never.
No, because then how are they going to embezzle the fucking funds they get exactly. for fucking taking care of homeless issues?
Yeah, exactly. Homelessness existing makes them money.
Yes.
So they're never going to get rid of it. Never. If they wanted to, it would be a fucking penny in the pot compared to what the fuck they're giving these other countries annually. Monthly at this point. Monthly. It's like, are you kidding me? Every quarter.
Dude.
So I hate it here, and that ruined my day.
Jeez.
I shouldn't even have searched it. I should have just been like, fuck it. They're clapping and they're smiling, so it's not going to be anything good. They were clapping for genocide and applauding genocide. Because why do they need 25 fighter jets?
You know why.
And why would that cost $8.5 billion for 25 fighter jets?
But why are we paying for it?
On our dime. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, we have to pay for that. Duh.
I hate that fucking place and our president. Like, oh my God.
Yeah. It's very angering. Very hopeless feeling.
Yeah. We give all that money to Israel. They get free college.
They get free healthcare. They get food. They get whatever.
And we don't.
Whatever they want.
The fact that more people aren't upset about it and the fact that ding dongs here still fucking support Trump.
They're brainwashed.
Crazy.
They're brainwashed, and they're so brainwashed into thinking that we shouldn't expect any social services for ourselves with our own money. That we're beggars if we do. Like, we're so, like, our population is so brainwashed, and that's how they want it. They want you to think that asking for a handout with our own fucking money is ridiculous. But it's okay to hand it to whoever the fuck else. Yeah. Oh, my God, it's disgusting.
And it's crazy. And they, people really ride that fucking Trump train. There's nothing he can do that will make some of them stop supporting him. Not
they have
fucking
endless
touch
excuses.
Little kids.
Mm-mm.
Not fucking.
There's an excuse for everything done.
Everything.
I don't understand.
Crazy. People that still support him, I look at them like they're just not very smart. And I love the comeback of, well, Biden did this and Biden did. Okay, bitch,
fuck
lock
them
him
too.
Up too.
Fuck them too. We're not one of those blind idiots that's like Democrats can do no wrong. We hate them too.
No. Fuck y'all.
There's no, it's like an illusion. It's this false illusion that there's a two-party system here and there's not. There's really not.
There's really not.
If you still think there is, you need to grow up. Because you're still a little baby if you believe that. Grow up. Mature and realize that's imaginary.
Dude. Seriously.
I need a Mentos.
Mentos.
I'm restricted on Instagram because I said something aggressive. Not even to the person. It was a conversation. And all I could think of is I said something kind of alluding to some aggression. I didn't even make a thread about a person or anything. They restricted me from messaging on DMs. I can't see how many views my story gets. I got a fucking...
Oh, you can't go live.
No, for one day. Put me on punishment for one day, so we'll see if it's lifted tomorrow.
You're in the calm down corner, apparently.
I can't send any funny things to anybody. I can't reply, nothing. So I made an announcement on my story and motherfuckers, of course, start DMing me. Assholes, I just said I can't DM and you start DMing me immediately.
I could just look at them. Thank you.
Oh my God. It's like torture.
Yeah, isn't
so
it?
I'm just like staying off the app.
You have to watch the party through the window.
Mm-hmm. I can't get in.
No, you get to watch everybody else have fun.
Yeah.
I hate that shit.
So AI surveillance on social media is very much a thing and it's happening. And they're all up in your messages. So if you're in there talking about rugs, sucking dick, fucking, I don't know, anything. Be careful if you like make a joke.
Because you're going to get fucking God put forbid. In the calm down corner.
Yeah, you are.
Shit.
So rude. Get out of my fucking business.
God. So
you don't even know how I meant that, robot. Get out of my business.
That's the thing is they can't, they don't understand context.
Because you're not a fucking human.
So you don't know sarcasm.
No.
Fucking a jokey joke.
Dry humor.
No.
Mm-mm.
Nope. So that's cool.
Yeah. That's where we're at now.
Oh, God. Thank you, America.
Do we have any new patrons? That aren't a lie. Okay, so this pissed me the fuck off because
Patreon pisses me the fuck off.
We welcomed someone that left. So if you still listen, you didn't deserve that warm welcome.
Four times.
We welcomed someone that fucking left us. So there's that. The lists just aren't accurate, I'm finding.
Yes. Fucking Patreon really pisses me off sometimes.
I think if I go into notifications, that might be an accurate way. Mm. Or activity. This fucking sucks.
It does. And I don't like how there's a lot. Oh God.
I'm going to just do.
Here. I've been going like this. So. You know what's crazy is. I feel like we should.
Me eating this candy is crazy and I need to stop. I feel like I'm making hella noise.
You're not.
And I ate a half a box of black licorice on my way here. I don't need to be eating no more
candy.
You ate
the fucking dots or whatever.
No,
they
it
were.
Was red vines. It was black vines.
Oh.
I ate the half a box remaining that I had.
So there's a few in here I feel like we did not read.
I'm just going to read these that I see. Because I'm here. Are you? Is this where you are?
I'm here where I went into activity.
That's where I am, but my screen is black. Nope. Notifications is where I am. I'm going to base it on this because I can see upgrades, downgrades, all that kind of shit.
Okay.
I'm just going to go through this way and we'll just hope for the best.
Yep. Cross fingers.
In the last week... I'm going to do this different. I'm going to announce the people that canceled their membership.
Bitch.
And I want to know why.
So we're bringing in the new year. You know, we talked about
doing
new things
different.
For the show.
I'm doing this different. I'm announcing people. Because why would you cancel your free membership? You hate us?
We're still.
You hate us that much? You weren't paying us shit, but you said enough. You said enough is enough. I've had it.
We're still going to
Let me take that back because they might have upgraded.
Yeah.
I was thinking if you cancel your free membership.
No,
a lot of them
upgrade.
Okay. So maybe they don't hate us.
No.
Because it comes over as a cancellation of that tier.
But then I've seen some of them pop up.
Later.
Well, like, you know, the next day on.
A tier.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, all right. So until I figure that out, I'm not going to bust y'all out. Until I know who really left.
Oh, okay.
And then that's when you're getting called
out.
We're
doing the fucking shame corner.
Yes. Okay.
So funny.
I would like to welcome. I need glasses. I need glasses.
I'm going to borrow these.
God damn it. I would like to welcome Kat Marin.
Trying to make it all fancy.
Welcome, Kat Marin. I would like to welcome Yanessa Flores Vega, who I think we already did, but that's our girl. We're going to welcome her. Christina Rodriguez, Olga Sanchez. Eileen Rodriguez. Did we say those last week?
Christina Rodriguez.
Okay, you get it again.
There's an Annie.
Marieka Copeland. I know we ain't said that one.
No.
Welcome.
There's an Annie Renee Bay.
Welcome. Annie Yeager. Welcome. Nicole Elizabeth. Welcome. Alluring Pisces. Welcome. There's, I love that name.
This one, but fucking.
I can't see.
Isabella Abuslin.
Welcome.
Sorry if I'm butchering the fuck out of it.
And that's all I got.
And then there's an Erica.
Did I say that one?
Oh, did you with the symbols?
Nope, I didn't.
With a heart.
Welcome.
And a Virgie.
Hayden Draper. Welcome. I don't think we welcomed you. That was from about a week ago. I don't think I welcomed you.
Yeah, and there's a Julie.
And a Lauren Bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think I remember that name. Welcome. Nelly. Welcome.
What about Paola Vanessa?
I don't think we Paola. Said that one. Paola.
Is it Paola?
Yeah. Welcome.
Welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party, to the private clubhouse. Let's see. I know we got some write-ins. This one I've wanted to do. Okay. Hello, my dysfunctional dolls. It's me, Elrod, aka Mexikish. I meant to write in sooner, but I feel like I'm starting to unintentionally interject my own segment on your podcast, so I hesitated.
We love you.
But this circumstance absolutely warranted a message to my favorite professional yappers. A few episodes ago, Pat shared with everyone a very frustrating and violating situation I'm dealing with, and the outpour of support I received from it was overwhelmingly positive and so helpful for my emotional health. A little backstory for those that don't know me or miss the topic. Thank you for doing that. I'm an artist that's well known for creating retro food sculptures. I started in 2020 and became synonymous for my most popular artworks that resemble light up gelatin salads and jello molds and deviled egg clocks. This body of work has been my life's career and my sole income for my household for the past 6 years. In 2024, a person named Christine Geezer. You see my face? Took it upon herself to replicate my most iconic artwork and start her quote unquote quote brand Creative Crybaby. No, bitch.
Geezer.
The name alone makes me want to punch her in the back of the head, but that's besides the point. Because, bitch, who's creative? You're creative at stealing, bitch. You don't have a creative thought in your fucking head. Okay. I reached out to this person via DM in April of 2025 to let her know who I was, what I do, and what belongs to me as intellectual property and trademarked, and let her know how damaging her actions were. I tried to make it a learning moment for her and encouraged her to push herself to find her own voice and artwork. Now, mind you, she's very good with her approach. She's very gentle with her approach.
She's very nice.
It's not being handled the way I would handle it. You know what I mean? Like, she's very gentle. Like, all right, I'm just going to continue.
I'm just laughing because she's actually trying to help her find her own voice.
Right. Right. Like, come on. How nice is that? That unseasoned cashew left me on red and continued to go harder on TikTok.
She said, now I'm stealing four more of your ideas.
Literally. She had to abandon her Instagram because the algorithm kicked her in the ass and my supporters weren't having any of it.
Good.
But that's not the case for her TikTok. She continues to ignore and erase comments. Okay, pause. The amount of comments that I left when I was in the bath the other day. I'm talking about...
On TikTok?
Yes. I went to her page. I was leaving them under her posts. And then I was responding to all of her comments. And I was like, you need to shop Elrod, the original creator, the person that she's knocking off. Like, you need to check out that page. They're tagging celebrities. They're tagging TV networks. I replied to them all. Do you know she started erasing my shit as I was fucking... Excuse me, as I was leaving them. So I doubled down, was going harder. And then it said like limit exceeded. I couldn't even fucking leave anymore. I left so many.
Block you too. Fucking coward.
Well, as of the last time I checked, she didn't block me.
Oh, good.
But she's for sure deleting shit. Just to continue her, I don't know. Just to continue her theft.
I wonder what city she's from.
I think she's from SoCal. So, okay, where was I?
A white gremlin.
Yeah. She continues to ignore and erase comments and refuses to even acknowledge my existence. And her audience has grown to over 20K.
Mm-mm.
And she sends her work to influencers and claims all the credit. The disrespect and her refusal of accountability has driven me to the edge. And now I'm being forced to act legally, which takes time, months even. I did my best to eat a plate of petty spaghetti. And I put her on blast on my IG stories in the nicest way, might I add. In a very nice way. On my IG stories, and the troops went to battle for me. But I have to be honest, it's not my style. I hate confrontation. And Same. The fact is, most creatives like myself are very sensitive people
Yep.
who struggle to be emotionally stable. So dealing with this has felt so draining and violating, to say the least. Like, it fucks with your mental health. Like, this is so further beyond just copying a concept.
Yeah.
Like, it's her life. Where was I? I have so much pride in my work, and I've poured thousands of gallons of resin and thousands of hours into my studio to be able to produce the work I do and make a name for myself, and to watch someone rip it off for their side hustle brand. Because this bitch is also like a photographer. Like, she wears a lot of hats. This ain't, you know, like, you don't need to be doing this. It's very rude.
She can do it. She's able to do it because there's no time put into creative thought. It's literally
It's just an steal. Easy grab. Yeah. For someone to rip it off of their side hustle brand and take credit for my legacy must be addressed head on. Rather than create a smear campaign against her, I made a plan to improve my presence on TikTok. I fucking hate creating content, by the way, which is why I don't post on TikTok much. I'm an artist, not an influencer, for crying out loud.
Yep.
And at the same time, present a series of videos addressing plagiarism, encouraging young artists to defend their work, and also lessons on how creatives can learn how to create work based on inspiration rather than just replicating what they see. I feel like it's the how-to tutorials that the internet desperately needs. Social media has perverted the concept of DIY and carved a path for uncreative people to steal intellectual property and designs from hardworking artists and make it into a cheap brand.
Mm-hmm.
That's really well put. I have so many close artists in my circle who have been ripped off by corporations and celebrities, and their finances and artwork suffered from it, some of them never being able to recover. I cannot let this happen, and I have to show other artists that standing by your work and standing up for yourself is so important.
Mm-hmm.
While I work on that, I have a favor to ask from the clubhouse. Your mission, should you accept it, is as follows. All right, listen up. Follow her silently on TikTok. Anytime she makes new posts, remind her she is a plagiarist stealing from another artist. Fuck up her algorithm in the search bar and write creative crybaby stealing from Mexikish. Literally, that banner will come up because it did for me.
Love it.
Whenever you can. I myself cannot publicly continue to bash her, but that doesn't mean you all can't. LOL. I tried to be nice, but now we have to settle this the social media way. And she doesn't deserve to have any peace. She doesn't. No. Her TikTok is creativecrybaby_S. Every bit of support means the world to me and helps me recover from being pushed to the emotional brink on a daily basis. While I work on legally protecting myself and making new artwork for the world to enjoy, you all keep me lifted and feeling gifted with the power of the clubhouse. I fucking love you all, and especially Crystal and Pat. Both of you and this platform have been there for me in some of my most emotional periods of my life, and you've helped me learn how to fight for what's right. I don't know what I would do without you. I think this is the third time I've cried while writing in. Damn it. This makes me want to cry.
Because how frustrating, like.
That feeling. Oh, my God. And this bitch is a colonizer. And she's not even touching on that. But this is a fucking white woman stealing from a brown artist. And that's a problem. Like,
yep. And getting and recognition notice she's
never,
for it.
Yeah. And she's never, not once has mentioned that detail.
Nope.
And before I leave, free all oppressed nations, reject at every juncture, build your own village, and keep fighting against fascism. Don't you ever forget that there are more good people in this world than there are bad. And bad people just happen to be louder.
Yeah. That's something I need to remember. It's so angering. It's really angering. So, you heard.
Yes, how we can help.
If you're shit, if you're in the bathtub,
because we want to
on
help.
The toilet, whatever.
Yeah,
it's not all
it
right.
It discourages real creatives and real artists from fucking even doing it anything. You know, like this is her livelihood, and like, oh, it's so disrespectful.
As somebody who writes, I know how long it takes me sometimes to come up with the exact fucking verbiage I want. Right. A long time. So when you put all that time and thought and energy into something.
Something that comes out of your own brain.
Yes.
And then someone else just, nope, I'm going to snatch that and I'm going to grow from it. It's theft. It really is theft. And I've seen a lot of people in the comments trying to gaslight her and defend, like,
everybody does it. Everybody.
All artists steal. Everyone steals from someone. Nothing is original. Fucking gaslighting her. Like, no, I'm sorry. That's not how it is. And you're making excuses right. for this bitch. That's right. not going to work. It's not.
And it's gross. It's really gross. And it not, is. Why would you want to... Why would you want to be known as someone who steals fucking art?
Right. It's so disgusting. And then to call yourself creative crybaby, you're not creative. You're not. If you go on her fucking page, I just want to mention this other creator that she steals from also. I want to make sure I get their social media name right.
Wow. Another one.
Yeah.
While you're pulling it up, I'm just going to read this really small birthday shout out real quick.
Okay.
Hi, I want to give my mom a special happy birthday. I'm a little late, but I want to keep tradition going. This is the fourth year of HD birthday wishes. My mom is really an
fourth
OG.
Fourth year?
Yeah. Happy birthday to Jada, the ultimate Sag, as in Sagittarius. I'm so grateful to have you as my mom and best friends. Love, Lily. I love you. How sweet.
Very sweet.
Happy birthday, Jada.
Happy birthday for your 4-year birthday with us. I love that.
Love it.
Real quick, I just want to say the other creator that she's also stealing from to the T, their social media is the Jolly Stop. Hold on, let me just make sure. Yes, the Jolly Stop.
Somebody needs to whoop her
They
ass.
Create ice cream clowns. She's copying it down to every fucking
the Baskin
detail.
And Robbins clown.
Literally copying them to the T.
Like you can't even use different colors.
You can't. There's not an original thought in your fucking brain. So I tagged them when I saw that post and they showed up like, oh my God. Like, this is how I found Mexikish and bonded with her. And thank you for mentioning me. And I'm like, I hate that you guys had to find each other and bond over this in this
over
way.
The same person stealing.
I hate that this thief is what brought you two together. And the bitch left those comments up. And it's just, it's disgusting. It's so disgusting.
Fucking gross.
So angering. And yeah, I just hope that we could help. You know, in some way, even if it's just to try to, you know, get some attention in the right direction.
Right. And I hate that you know, Max Kish is having to take the legal route, but I'm glad that she is.
I am too, because, you know, unfortunately, business is a big part of being a creator. And
if white people respect one thing, it's the fucking law, bitch. It's the goddamn fucking law. You know it.
Right. So it's like, that's just a necessary part of it. Like, you know, my brain doesn't work with legalities and trademarks, and we've struggled, but we've had to do it also. Yes. And like, it's just a necessary part of it. It's just, it sucks, but it's a necessity. Like, you have to do it. So I'm glad that she's taken the steps, and, you know, for the future, and hopefully, you know, something will come out of this legally. But in the meantime, I just want to divert the attention in the right direction to the people, the originators of the shit she's stealing.
Because when you have a trademark and someone steals your shit and you tell them and they continue, guess who's getting sued, bitch?
Yeah.
Exactly. Guess who's getting sued? And just know all our shit is trademarked.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Just because.
And I hate that we had to struggle to fuck it, but you know, it's not part cheap. Of it. It's not cheap. It's not easy, you know, no. Registering and all that kind of shit, but we had to do it, and people, that's just part of it. Part of being a creator, you have to protect yourself.
Cause unfortunately there's a people like crybaby geezer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Geezer.
That's a fucking flag. Yeah.
Yeah. What a fucking twat.
I know. I just, there will be a happy ending.
For sure. And then just to just delete shit and not say anything.
And just go harder with it, with the theft.
Like, you coward fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Chicken shit ass. Ugh.
Yeah.
It'd be cool if someone knew her address.
Yeah.
Like dog shit. We could break dishes on her doorstep for good
Happy
luck.
New Year.
Yeah.
We had good intentions. We want you to have a prosperous new
year. Yes.
Yeah.
There's 16 boxes of broken meat casa sets on her fucking board.
Of plates smashed on the front door. Yeah.
Shit. Or, oh, man, it's cold.
It is, but I'm cozy.
Yeah, you're wearing. Hey, I really thought about pulling out my snowsuit overalls today, boy. Bitch, I'm not even kidding.
If you buckled on some snowsuit pants.
I'll put them on for next episode, bitch. They're overalls.
If you came in here in a turtleneck and a fucking
next episode, you guys.
A snow bib.
You wait. No. Putting them on. I woke up this morning and looked out the window. It was like probably 7:30.
Yeah.
The fog was so bad. I couldn't even see the house next door.
Yeah.
I was like, this is Stephen King.
Radiation fog.
It was so fucking thick, and it was cold. It was like 37 degrees.
Yeah, I had to put on all my heaters when I got up today in each room. And, you know, I don't be doing that, but I had to. It was cold.
It was
and
bad.
Mochi's beans have been really cold.
Oh, that's how you know it's cold.
She got in my bed with me, I think, yesterday and was under the blanket hugging us going to sleep.
She's freezing.
I said, that bitch, don't be doing that. So you know she's cold. Yeah.
Oh, hers was in the blanket.
Yes. That's she got under the blanket. She don't do that.
Okay, that's really cute.
Yeah.
That's really cute. Oh, my God. My mouth hurts.
But I got to get to cleaning. I don't know what we're going to eat for dinner. I got to stop by the bank before I go home. And I'm having everybody pray. Help.
Yeah.
We got to get this shit done.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the plan is for tomorrow. Were the girls planning something here?
I think so. Yeah, because they know we ain't letting them go to a party on
yeah. I heard Nia on the phone the other day when I was here talking about possibly hosting something here. And then I asked Bunny about it and she was like, yeah, I think so, but I don't, we'll have to find out. You should probably this is your house.
Find out 2 hours before.
You should probably inquire.
Kids coming over.
Yeah. So maybe look into that.
Huh.
When we're done.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Great. Great.
This in-between period between Christmas and New Year's is such a weird period. Like, it just, you're just supposed to lay around, I think, for the few days. That's all I've really been doing. Getting some shit done, you know, but it's also, it feels like I'm waiting for the new year to start so I could get serious about stuff. I don't know.
Are you?
Yeah, I feel like I've just been a bum this last week.
And I love it. I want to be a
bum. I'm like in limbo, I feel like.
I want to run my heater on 80 and no. I want to fucking do nothing.
No.
That's what I want
to
do.
I want to get started on stuff.
I just want to fucking relax. I need to knock them clothes out though.
Yeah, do that.
That's probably what I'll spend fucking New
Put
Year's
on some
doing.
Music and just throw everything in one huge mountain.
Yep.
So you just got to handle it.
And put a pillow on it.
Yep.
And go to sleep.
No. No. You have
like
to take care of
it. Like the princess and the pea.
No, you have to take care of it.
No, I am. I have to. I'm going to do
and
it.
And you guys do the same. Clean yeah. out from under your beds. Clean out cabinets, old shit, whatever needs to be thrown away. Empty bottles in your shower. Get all that shit out. Get it out.
Yes.
Don't start the new year with unnecessary shit.
Nah, it's the worst. It makes me crazy when I go in there to take a shower. And I go to pick something up.
And it's empty?
Yeah. And it's just in the rack. Like, it's still good. Why are you,
that
why
shit,
would you do that?
That shit will drive me insane.
When I took a shower yeah. this afternoon, I pulled all the empty shit out, threw it on the floor in the bathtub. When I got out, I said, there's empty bottles on the fucking...
Handle it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Quit fucking leaving them in there.
Yeah. Just taking up space for no reason.
Yeah. And then I think it's there, you know, to use. Yeah. It's not, assholes.
I know it's a problem when I'm watching videos admiring empty countertops. Like, what's that life feel
You're
like?
Insane.
What does that feel like? I want to know how that feels. And I'm just watching them spray them and rub them with paper towel, and then they just go sit down and it's completely empty. I ain't never had an empty countertop. Like, I want to know what that's like.
I remember I was telling the kids yesterday, I was so irritated. I said, as I'm cleaning the stove behind people and the counters,
mm-hmm.
when I lived by myself, my house, my apartment, always immaculate.
Yeah.
I would come home from work just cause, wipe my counters. I would vacuum my living room, even though I didn't need to. I would, because I had two cats. You couldn't even tell I had cats.
Yeah.
Like, my home was just fucking always clean.
Not mine, because I always had kids. I've never lived alone. But I come from
a
house.
It was only me.
I come from a house that was immaculate.
Same.
A garage that was immaculate.
There was 900 of us, and it was still immaculate.
Yeah, like my grandma's tile countertop, empty. Aside from, like, an occasional decorative something, a plant. You know what I mean? Other than that, pristine.
The only thing that had clutter was Nona's kitchen table. Everything else, you already know, had a place.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of us living there, and it was always fucking clean. Even the daycare area.
I'm about to run that house like the Navy. Like, we're fucking cracking down.
I'm going to have to go behind everybody.
Until it becomes habit. You have to verbally abuse them the way we got verbally abused so that they'll know you mean business. Because right now you're a joke.
You prossies ain't going nowhere, motherfuckers.
Yeah, you're a joke. You need to scream at them and call them prossies and fucking
tell
them.
Get out a belt. I bought a belt recently.
What the fuck
belt
are these dishes? What is this shit? Like, it has to be, you got to run a tighter
Throw
ship.
Throw something across
yeah.
the room.
You run a tighter ship. Yep. So it just, you know, because you know yourself, you can keep shit, I think. Once you get it to that point, you can maintain it.
Fuck yeah. Dude, I don't even fucking use dishes. I buy paper plates. That's how much I hate doing dishes and don't want to make dishes.
Yeah.
Not them children. Much privilege.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm going to start getting abusive, verbally abusive.
Yeah. You got to, so they know it's serious.
Screaming them in front of their friends and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
They don't want that embarrassment.
Right. Bill D'Amato didn't give a fuck. Bitch, you would say right in front of my friends, you don't have no home. Why are you here again?
Yeah, to your friends.
And be serious.
Yes. My grandpa also.
He said it to me in vision. I just, ha, 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 and he'll smile.
Yeah, there's no playing that off.
Fuck, no.
God.
good times.
All right. Well, we love you. Thank you for hanging out with us. We wish you a happy new year. We hope it's prosperous and comfortable and cozy and just
please be safe.
Everything you want. If you do go out, be safe. An Uber is way less than a ticket, way less than a tow, way less than a car accident, way less than a criminal defense attorney, all that. Just get a fucking Uber. Budget an Uber if you go out.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know the dude that broke Jake Paul's jaw recently?
Mm-hmm.
The black dude?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see he was in a car accident?
Mm-mm.
Couple days ago.
No.
The two people he was in the car with fucking died. There's video going around of the dead bodies on the fucking ground. One of them's decapitated in the accident.
Oh, no.
Bitch.
What happened?
He don't got a mark on him. He was the one in the back seat.
Damn.
Yeah, there's videos. They're bad.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. It wasn't his time. But, it's bad, so... Put on your seatbelts, call Uber.
Yeah.
Don't fucking drink and drive.
If you go out into the chaos, just be safe.
Pepper spray.
Yeah.
A knife, something. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Make smart decisions.
Yeah.
Like, suck it easy.
Go to bed. I want my sandwich that Stevie made.
That's what you've been thinking about?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.